كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين.
The people of Aika also gave the lie to the messengers. The people of Aika also gave the lie to the messengers.
The story of the people of Aika is succinctly mentioned in Surah Al-Hijr 15:78-84. Quranic commentators, however, disagree on the identity of the people of Aika and Midian. Were these two separate communities, or are they the names of the same people? Some scholars consider them two different peoples on the authority of the following verse. And to Midian we sent forth their brother Shu'aib, peace be upon him. Al-Araf 7:85. It is significant that in the present surah the people of Aika are mentioned, but the Quran does not use the words their brother, Ahuhum, but only says, recall when Shu'aib, peace be upon him, sent to them. Al-Shu'ara 26:177. Conversely, other scholars who believe that Midian and Aika refer to the same people base their opinion on the similarity between the traits of the peoples of Midian and Aika, referred to in Surah Al-Araf and Surah Hud respectively. Furthermore, the message and the exhortation of the Prophet Shu'aib addressed to the people of Aika were similar to those he delivered to the people of Midian. Significantly, the ultimate end of Aika and Midian was also identical. Further research shows that both opinions seem to be correct in the same sense that the people of Midian and Aika were two separate branches of the same tribe, the progeny of Abraham from his wife or slave girl, Qatar, Qaturo, is known among the Arabs and Israelites as the children of Qatar, Banu Qatura. The most prominent branch of this tribe is known as the Midianites after their ancestor Midian, son of Abraham, peace be upon him. They lived in the territory between northern Arabia and southern Palestine and along the coasts of the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aqaba. Their capital was Midian. According to Abu al-Fida, Midian, was located at 5 days' journey from Aika, present-day Aqaba, on the western coast of the Gulf of Aqaba. The rest of the children of Qatar, or the Banu Qatura, among whom the Dedanites are relatively better known, settled in the territory between Taima, Tabuk, and Al-Ula in northern Arabia. Their main city was Tabuk, the Aika of ancient times. Yaqut, in his Mujam al-Buldan, writes in his entry on Aika that it was the ancient name of Tabuk. Perhaps the reason behind sending the same prophet to people of both Aika and Midian was their common ancestry. Both spoke the same language and their territories bordered each other. It is also possible that they shared common territories and that they intermarried. Thus, their societies had a mixture of both tribes' features. Both were societies of professional traders and both had similar vices and moral weaknesses. The early books of the Bible often identified that these people worshipped Baal Peor. At the time of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt and their entry in these territories, the people there were already contaminated by idolatry and adultery. Furthermore, these people occupied two main international trade routes, one joining Yemen with Syria and the other linking the Persian Gulf with Egypt. Taking advantage of their geographical location, they charged the caravans, which passed through their territory, exorbitant fees, in essence, rendering the trade route unsafe for peaceful commerce. Essentially, they were little more than highway robbers. The Quran mentions that both lived on a well-known highway, Al-Hijr 15:79, and their thieving is also identified in Surah Al-Araf in the following words, and do not lie in ambush by every path of life, seeking to overawe or to hinder from the path of Allah those who believe, nor seek to make the path crooked. Remember how you were once few, and then He multiplied you. And keep in mind what was the end of mischief makers. 7:86. These were the reasons why God sent to both tribes the same prophet who delivered to them the same message. For details of the story of the Prophet Shu'aib and the people of Midian, see Al-Araf 7:85-93, Hud 11:84-95, and Al-Ankabut 29:36-7.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
Recall when Shu'aib, peace be upon him, said to them, have you no fear?
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
I am a trustworthy messenger to you.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
So fear Allah and obey me.
وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين.
I seek of you no reward for this. My reward is with none save the Lord of the universe.
أوفوا الكيل ولا تكونوا من المخسرين.
Fill up the measure and do not diminish the goods of people.
وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم.
Weigh with an even balance.
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
And do not deliver short, and do not go about creating mischief in the land.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
And have fear of him who created you and the earlier generations.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ.
They said, "You are no more than one of those who have been bewitched."
وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
You are only a human being like us. Indeed, we believe that you are an utter liar.
فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِنْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
So cause a piece of the sky to fall upon us if you are truthful.
قَالَ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Shu'aib, peace be upon him, said, "My Lord knows well all what you do." Shu'aib, peace be upon him, said, "My Lord knows well all what you do."
Shu'aib, peace be upon him, made it clear that it did not lie in his power to bring a scourge upon them. It was only in God's power to do so, and God was fully aware of their misdeeds. If he considered it fit to send his scourge, he would do so. There was an implicit warning for the Quraysh in the demand of the people of Aika to their prophet, that he should bring God's scourge upon them. There was also a warning to the Quraysh in the answer that the Prophet Shu'aib, peace be upon him, gave to his people. This because the Quraysh had also asked the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to bring God's scourge upon them. Or you cause the sky to fall on us in pieces as you claimed. Or you bring Allah and the angels before us face to face. Bani Israel 17:92. The subtle message that is here being given to the Quraysh with reference to the people of Aika is that the answer the people of Aika received from their prophet Shu'aib, peace be upon him, was also the answer Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave to them.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ.
Then they branded him a liar, whereupon the chastisement of the day of canopy overtook them. It was the chastisement of a very awesome day. Then they branded him a liar, whereupon the chastisement of the day of canopy overtook them.
The details of this punishment are not mentioned in the Quran or Hadith. What can be gleaned from the text is this: because these people had asked that a scourge be brought down upon them from a sky, God sent a cloud which hung over them like a canopy until they were destroyed by an evil rain. The Quran makes it very clear that the punishment meted out to the people of Midian was different from that meted out to the people of Aika. The latter were destroyed by a scourge in the form of a canopy of cloud, but the people of Midian were destroyed by a violent earthquake. Thereupon, a shocking catastrophe seized them, and they remained prostrate in their dwellings. Al-A'raf 791. And the blast seized those who were engaged in wrongdoing, so they lay lifeless in their homes. Hud 1194. It is not right, therefore, to identify the people of Midian and Aika as one and the same people. Some Quranic commentators have also attempted to elaborate upon the punishment of the day of canopy, but we do not know the sources of their information. Tabari quoted the following statement from Abdullah ibn Abbas: "Reject anything stated by the learned about the punishment of the day of canopy as a lie."
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ
Surely there is a sign in this, but most of them would not believe.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ
Verily, your Lord is immensely mighty, most compassionate.